Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day last weekend. It was kind of sad for me, but I made it through. But I also want to thank all my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping some nuggets to help you live your best life. Now, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. Again, we're live from New York City talking about in and everything. We're adding a feature to our broadcast. It's a feedback. So once you download, it's a link there that it says feedback. I would love to hear from you guys and let me know what you think about my radio broadcast. So once you listen to my broadcast, just press that feedback button and let me know what you're thinking about these blessings I'm dropping on you, okay? This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail. Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner, Have Wills Will Clean. I want to talk about something very serious that's going around our country that's very disturbing to me. As a Christian, there's a lot of violence going on, especially with law enforcement. So what I'm going to talk about is how we can stop this violence. I'm going to give you three nuggets, drop on you, to tell you how to stop the violence, because this has to stop. We are losing our young people by the millions, okay? And this has to stop. If they're not dead before they're 30, they're incarcerated before they're 30 with a long sentence. So either way, they're dead spiritually if they're incarcerated. They're dead physically if they're killed or murdered. So the first way we can stop the violence is we need to create a partnership with your local law enforcement. I was lucky to come across a guy this week on my job. He's the CEO of this organization called National Police Athletic Activities League. You'll be hearing from him very shortly, next week or so. Definitely tune in to that. I mean, this brother got it going on with the youth and the police here in the Charlotte area in North Carolina. So definitely want you to tune in next week and listen for Mr. Jeffrey Hood. His organization is really, really making a positive impact in the North Carolina area as well as around the country. So I was very lucky and proud to have spoken to him this week, and he agreed to do an interview with me. So definitely next week, listen for that interview. You know, when I was growing up as a kid, wasn't that much violence, not that much drugs. But we established a relationship with the local police in our hometowns. I just think it's the atmosphere, and we're in the end time, so Satan knows that his time is coming near, and he is making a rapid storm into taking everybody out of here that he can. It's like the Bible says, he's like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour, okay? People have lost faith in the church in these times, so he's got a upper hand, at least he thinks he does, but we know God is still in control, and he is over Satan, and Satan just hasn't realized that yet, but he will, because we always tell him, not today, devil, okay? So if you ever get up feeling like things are not going right, just tell that devil, not today, devil. You know, I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to have a blessed day. I'm going to have a prosperous day. I'm going to be a blessing to someone today, devil, and he will leave you alone. He will definitely leave you alone. I'm a witness to that. But we need to create these partnerships because it's a lot of ignorance out here. It's a lack of not knowing. Like the Bible says, and all you're getting, get a understanding. And I know these people are out here working under fear. They're scared. And like I always tell them when I come across one, look, you that scared, you need to get another career. Okay, because you're a dangerous individual. You'll pull the gun on the wrong person, and here some innocent person is killed because you scared. So if we come together as a community, and we need to start with the youth. We need to start with the youth because, like I said, they're not even living to make it to 30. Okay, so we need to bring them into our communities again and establish these partnerships with them so our kids would not fear the police. I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't fear the police. You know, like I said, we established those relationships. We was in the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. You know, we had boys and girls clubs. I mean, these things need to come back into our community to show them that we can live peacefully if we just have the knowledge of what to do to stop this violence. Number one, we need to take the drugs out of our communities. I know that's not going to happen. It's a big business, but we have to find a way to show our youth that that quick, fast money only has two options. Number one, death or prison. And by the time prison get through with you, you're going to wish you was dead, okay? So you're going to come back out angry, can't find a job, and it's just a revolving cycle into the prison system. And this is what we need to stop. We need to stop that revolving door of our men going in and out of prison. Because as a matter of fact, sooner or later, we're going to be, our men are going to be extinct. We're not going to have none out here because they're going to be locked up pulling life or death sentences, okay? So we need to get together, come together, create these positive experiences for our youth. Give these kids a chance. Give them a chance. I mean, God gave you kids. You're responsible for teaching your children how to become successful and prosperous, okay? So if you're not willing to do that, I mean, you got to cut the street loose. You got to cut the street loose and focus on these kids. You have to focus on your kids and not yourself at this point because, like I'm saying, they're dying by millions and not even making it to the age of 30. So the second way, again, we need to stop this violence is, like I said, engage your youth in positive mentoring programs. If there's a person that left the community, came back that's prosperous and successful, hook your child up with that person. Let that person guide him along the way. Because we're raising a lot of kids without positive role models. Dads are not in the home. So a boy needs a man. That's the only way he's going to understand his identity if another man connect with him. We as women, we try the best we can do, but they need a man in their lives. And if their dad is not going to step up to the plate, you need to find some successful person in your community or start your own organization like Mr. Hood did, okay? So let's bring back these Boys and Girls Clubs. Let's bring about the, I don't even hear about Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts anymore. I don't even know if they're still in existence. But that was a positive influence for me as a kid, and my friends, you know, that was what kept us out of trouble, because between church and doing that, we didn't have any time to get in any trouble back in the day when I was coming up. So see what you can do to either start an organization, partner with an organization to help these kids. They do not need to be dying before they reach the age of 30. That's just a no-no. Like last week, I gave you 20 ways to honor your mother and father. Go back, listen to that broadcast, sit down with your kids, and go over those 20 ways, instill those ways into them. And that'll be another way. Spend time with your kids. Okay, read the Bible to your kids. Let them know about God. Because if you don't let them know about God, trust me, Satan gonna definitely let them know about him. Okay? Now the last way, the very last and the most important way to stop this violence is, if you're not a member of a church, invite somebody to your church. If you have a Bible-based church, don't just invite them to any church. Make sure the pastor is Holy Ghost baptized, fire pastor, because he can hear from God. Just don't take them to any church. Take them to a Holy Ghost-filled church and allow them to learn God at a very early age. At a very early age. I mean, you know, it used to be that if you had an illegitimate child, the church would kick you out. You know, they definitely wouldn't present your child back to God. But things have changed. So young mothers, if you have a child out of wedlock, take them to the church if you don't go to the church. Get the child blessed, okay? Because you never know what child, what way that child is going to go if you connect him to God at an early age. I mean, a month or two after birth. Just take him to the church and ask the pastor to bless that child's life and put the godly protection over their lives. Because church is very, a Bible-based church, I should say, is the place to be where they can learn the principles of God and apply them to their early days coming up. So they will have a long, prosperous life, and hopefully, like my mom, lived to be 100, okay? Those are the three nuggets that I wanted to come in and drop on you tonight. It is our responsibility as parents, as citizens of this country, to save our youth from this system the devil has placed in front of them. Remember what I said, prison or death, which way you want your child to go? Neither one is a positive way, so it's your responsibility to show the child the better way. Now, he's probably going to stray, or she's probably going to stray, but I guarantee you, if you plant that seed in a child as he grow up, he will not depart from it. He may stray from it, but he's going to come back to the word that you planted in their minds as a child. That's just part of living. But if you plant the seed, you water that seed with God's word, he's not going to forget it. They may go out and do stuff, and you was like, Lord, what did I do wrong? But trust me, they will come back to that word before it's all over with that seed that you planted in them. So it's seed planting time, okay? Start planting the word of God into your children's life, pray protection over their lives every day. I mean, the school ain't even a safe place. So pray over your children before you send them out the door, because they are coming into evil attacks against their lives. Broadcasting from Brashani Radio, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, I want to thank all of my listeners, and I'm just so excited about this new feedback. So, y'all, I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think of my show. Let me know if I can be a blessing to you as well. And as I said, I got my first book out. Go to lindamonroe.com. I'll send you a gift. Order it. I'll send you a gift. And if you don't want to read it, I have it in an audio book as well. I will read it to you. So be a blessing to somebody else. Always remember that. It's not about you. It's about your fellow man. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Half wheels will clean. I tell you, I'm just so excited about what God is doing in my life, and I just want to share the blessings that he put in my life to you. So he opened up this broadcast for me, and I'm going to do it until I leave this earth. I tell you, I love you. God love you. All is well. Pray. Create those partnerships with your local law enforcement. Engage your youth with the Boy Scout Girls Club, your own organization, like me, Linda Monroe International. I created my own organization. So do it. I mean, ask God to give you what the purpose that he put you here for, and go out and walk into that blessing. Also, attend church. Find somebody that you know that is Holy Ghost filled, and connect with them. If you don't want to go to church, find a neighbor that's Holy Ghost filled. Have your children go over there. We used to do them home prayer meetings when I was growing up. So, like I said, people are falling away from the church. But somebody positive in that neighborhood. And if your baby's dad is not around, find a positive mentor to help you with your kids, because they deserve to be the best that they can be, and they deserve to fulfill the purpose that God put them on this earth. Until next week, same place, same time, send me that feedback. Again, I want to thank you all for listening to me each and every week, and all is well.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.